sami sana mi je bibia ayota un ama fochiri mi sami sana mi je bibia ota fi dompem ama fochiri mi pa sami sana mi je bibia ayota un ota un ara pa ayota un
from the Allergies crew, and you are listening to The Night Train on Sheffield Live. And if you're called Roy, hello Roy, from Roy.
I'm Eddie Grant, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
That was me.
Scared to touch anything. Oh, so this is the Night Train on our end of year wrap up. Reasons Why We're Skint, Volume 1, for those interested. If you don't know, you're tuned to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. That was a very enjoyable set for me because none of them were my picks.
Ah, yeah, they were all mine. Mm. So we started out there with Slim Young, O Tan Who Knew. That was discovered by French DJ Guts, all caps, compiled on his 29 release, Straight From The Decks. Nice Slice of Ghanaian High Life, of which he says, after years of searching, it was online that I finally found it. The 7-inch that I received was in a state close to clinical death, so I had to look for another copy. The second one I found was still not in great shape either, but I cleaned it up and restored it like an archaeologist. Time had damaged the media, but absolutely not the content. So he managed to rip that from a 45 and compile it.
Wow.
This sounds absolutely fine to me.
Yeah.
I've got way worse sounding records that are way newer than that.
Yeah, same.
So yeah, I picked that up on that comp earlier this year, some one of those online sales, Juno possibly, so I buy a lot of stuff from there. But anyway, another record not from this year, a compilation from 2019 of a record from a long time ago.
Perfect.
So nothing to do with this year, but there we go, it just happened to be bought this year by me. After that you heard Oscar Sully and the Uru Dance Band with Bukom Mashi. That was the J Criv 7-inch Mash, released on Razor and Tape this summer, I think. It was a 12-inch edit remix thing that he did back in 2015, but that was the 45 release one I had to bag. So I've got the original, not the original original, the original from the Soundwave comp, classic one, Gone.
Yep.
Sounds, which we played several times on this radio because it's absolutely awesome. Yeah, I was just debating off air to Steve whether we'd that'd be one I'd take to singles night. I think it probably would. Sneak in the bag.
Yeah, I was saying you should definitely play it.
Let's go tough afros. And then after that was, oh yes, the biggie, Modern Sound Corporation with Safari. Nice long afro disco thing. Released in 1979 on KTEL and on Sunshine Sound Disco, which is a sub label under TK Productions out of Florida. But the Modern Sound Quintet was formed by Rudy Smith, a Trinidadian steel pan drummer, in the late 60s in Sweden, of all places.
Oh, that's unexpected.
So they were an international group of musicians, features someone from Barbados, someone from Suriname, someone else from Trinidad, and someone from Ghana, and another person from Sweden. And they did one album together in 71, but yeah, this was from much later on when they were releasing just kind of like more like disco-y 7s, 45s, that was a long one. But yeah, big shout out to the listener who, last time we played that on air, after I bought it this summer, I think he said he bought it while we were playing it on air.
Yeah.
Like during.
Yeah, shout out to Philly B. He also did a guest mix for us this year.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Did
Philly B.
Yes, right, yeah. Did the Colombian... I can't remember the rest of it. I'll put a link in the show notes. Okay, this next set should probably come with a warning. So we're getting into some beats now for this last set, which goes on for about half an hour or so. Starts off normal, but then I had to put some had to play some tunes. I did it this morning when I was quite tired and emotional, I think is what people say. I've kind of listened back to it, and it wasn't awful.
That's a ringing endorsement. Yeah. That's the levels we aspire to on this show.
Yeah, not terrible.
If we can reach those levels.
Yeah, so it's one pick from you, and then it goes into some hardcore from 93 for four tunes, and then one song after that to play us out. Nice. So yeah, hopefully it should be enjoyable and not too cringy. Cool.
Brilliant.
Right, keep it locked.
Wait, wait. No, no, no. Ooh, yeah. We be here in that London town, where every place gets shelled down to the baseline. Zip bias. We not no bias. We not no liars. Yeah. Top flyers. Sound to the sky up. Will bang on my up. Dry my eyes when I dry up, boy. See when I jibby, boy. Hey. We be here in that London town, where every place gets shelled down. We be in that London town, everybody still get down. Shelling, 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 shelling. Step on me Wellington boat. See Shumba you put on the toad. Blaze up the fire on the road. We done set the road.
We done set the road.
Anywhere we pass through.
Anywhere we pass through.
Yeah, you know how we do.
Yeah, you know how we do.
You know how we say.
You know how we say.
Lyrics to my brain.
Lyrics to my brain.
Flying straight off the door.
Flying straight off the
door. Yeah, we never walk with no chrome. With a microphone, yeah, we're the inner the zone. We be here in that London town, where every place gets shelled down. In a way compound, lyrics them shell all around. Hey, you better listen to the triple, the double sound board. When me a link on the matic, dance get at you till the starting. So dramatic, cause we deal with it proper. We got the real dandapa. Anyway we pass through, you know the top shutter boy. We be here in that London town, where every place gets shelled down. Every dance gets shelled down. Gonna better listen to the soul. Yeah, moon with your fan BB. No see ragamuffin D, yeah, yeah, but I don't touch the head. Listen to the ragamuffin D. Listen to the song. If it dance, we'll shell down. London, straight up in the town.
Just Vocês estão ouvindo ao Night Train na rádio Sheffield Live.
Welcome back, everyone. Apologies for the live listeners. You're probably hoping to wind down on a Sunday night.
Not tonight.
No. That was some rudimentary mixing of some, I guess, rudimentary hardcore tracks.
I think you underplayed it. I think it was pretty good.
Thanks, man. There was a lot riding on it. Time was ticking. I tried doing the mix yesterday, and then someone called me up in the middle of it. I was like, oh. "What are you doing?" I was like, "I'm having a mix." It's like, "No, that sounds cool."
Soul and not taken.
Yeah. In my defense, I probably should have answered. Okay, but that started off with one of your picks.
Yeah, Zed Bias and Shumba Youth with London Town. Sort of like a modern dancehall 45. Released this year in February. There is a 12-inch that comes with remixes, if you like it, with a 4-4 Garage, a 4-4 VIP, or a UK G2 step mix.
I like both of those. So maybe I should hunt them out. So yeah, then we went into the 93 Heat. Started off with The Joker, that was another name for Scanner. I feel like I'm going to cough or sneeze. One sec. Okay, then after that was Cloud9, You've Got Me Burning Up. That was the Ray Keith and Nookie remix. Also a Moving Shadow, that was on that Ray Keith compilation I got. Dark's Soldier, I think it's called. It's like five sides.
I call his early stuff, is it?
Yes. You know, it's pretty samey. The man loves an amen break. But, you know, that's fine. Potentially, I mean, there's quite a few on that compilation from 94. And if I ever get around to it, which I might over Christmas, actually, I'll do the... It will only be 6 months too late.
Yeah, as long as we're, you know, when we're nine... I mean, now it'd be a perfect 30-year mix.
It would have, because it literally would have been 30 years since I bought my first
We'll just pretend.
Yes, it's all right. Nobody's keeping count. Then after the Cloud 9, it was the flip side of the Joker with Roots. And following that was Andy C, bass conductor, Sons of a Loop-de-Loop Era remix. And that is Danny Breaks on the remix. And we think there's some unexpected Aphex Twin in there.
Definitely, yeah. I think something from I don't know which track, but something from Selected Ambient Works.
I'm just laughing. Your chair just...
Yeah, like... I just accidentally caught my foot on the knee of it, and I just sank. Now the microphone's too low. Yeah. I mean, I'm too low for the microphone.
Oh dear, listeners, it's falling apart. Then the last one of that kind of set was one of your picks.
Yeah, a record I bought at least twice this year. So it had to be included. First one was in terrible condition. That's the gamble of buying things secondhand on the internet.
Yes.
One person's VG can be another man's unplayable. Yeah. That thing looked like it had been slid around on a garage floor.
All of the after parties.
Quote something like slight crackle on intro means just like all the way through the whole thing. So, right, okay, this is going back. Anyway, finally got a good copy of it. But yeah, there was M-Beat featuring Nazalin with Sweet Love. Who's the original by? Friday. I can't remember. No, Anita Baker.
Yes.
That's who it is. Anyway, yeah. Another one, probably from 94. Could be 95?
I think 94, 95.
Yeah, that's the era. And then this one in the background, Prince of Queens. This is the Summer Rain dub, one we haven't played this year. But it's from the Merida EP on Razor and Tape. This is his fifth release. And as I promised before, I would try and play all of the cuts from this EP over the course of the year. Because there's six and they're all very different and all pretty cool.
Cool, right. So we've got one more to play after this. But we should say next week, we've got a small record show coming up.
We have, yeah, 377. So in stupid timely TNT fashion, if for some reason we decided that if a show ends in a 7, we're going to play 7s.
Yeah,
just want an excuse to play with 7s.
Yeah, we keep buying them to keep playing them, but not sure which comes first, buying them or having for the show or just playing them.
So exponential.
So yes, we've got some guest mixers for next week, and me and you doing a set each.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, we'll leave you this one. It's a long in, so give us time to pack up. It's Inner Life featuring Jocelyn Brown. Ain't No Mountain High Enough, the Larry Levan Garage Remix. So yeah, we should hopefully be back next week.
Soul Bangers to see you out.
Yep.